Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported, hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia. I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm an adult. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, also from Hudson.
Yay!
It's a beautiful day in Hudson, New York.
Yes, it is. I want to tell you something really important, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is really cool. So I was talking to my mom. This is like a Divergent, like, amazingness. And I told my mom all about Divergent, and I convinced her to read it, and I had to keep on pushing her, and she finally read it. And I want to congratulate my mom because she finished Divergent. And I want to extra congratulate her because after she finished it, she was talking to her other friend, who is like her other friend, who's a guy, and she was talking to him in the car, and then he went and he bought it, and now he's gonna read it. And so it's like, whoa, this is amazing. It's like a Divergent domino effect, and it's amazing. So I want to say congratulations to all you Divergent readers out there, just saying.
Yeah, spreading the love.
Yeah, I used to have a shirt that said that, and it had some jam on it.
Spreading the love.
Uh-huh. It had a jam and some knife, and the knife was, like, spreading the love. And it was so cute. Then I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was nice.
Awesome. So your mom liked the book, I guess?
I guess she did. Or she just talked about it to the other guy, and the guy thought it sounded cool, even though she was like, well, it's about some people, and they go to a place. I don't know, it could be either way. But anyway, that was really cool. Yeah. And I saw another girl reading it in school today, and she was reading Insurgent, which is the second book, and I congratulated her, and I was like, woo, best book ever. And she was like, yeah, I know, it's so fabulous, right? Yep.
I'm curious to see if a lot of other people are going to read it once the movies start coming.
I'll bet you that nobody will read it, and then the movies will come, and everyone will be like, blah, psh, and they'll all go read it. And
unless, you know, the movies are really bad.
Yeah, like, because they have, like, weird actors, and I'm all like, gosh.
They have weird actors?
Yeah, the actors, they are not very good at casting. I think that if you're going to be a caster for a movie and you're going to cast movies, you should read the book first. Yeah, that would be a nice idea, wouldn't it?
Maybe they'll surprise you, the cast.
You know,
they'll pull it off, maybe.
Whenever I tried to think of Thor, I was always like, I'm thinking about Thor. And I would try and think about what he looked like. But as soon as I tried and think what he looked like, I'd get an image in my head, and then in like 2 seconds, it would just be gone, and it would go away, and I would have no idea what he looked like. So I saw the person that they cast for Thor, and I was like, psh, that looks nothing like Thor. That is totally not Thor. He is 28. Thor is supposed to be like 18. Oh, excuse me. And so then I was sitting in my room, and I was like, la, 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 la. And I was looking at the wall. And on my wall, I have this big poster of Taylor Lautner's face. And I was like, whoa, oh my God, what is going on here? This is insane. Because Taylor Lautner looked exactly like Thor. Except for then, I looked at a different picture of Taylor Lautner, and he didn't look like Thor. So it was really only in that picture that he looked like Thor. But in that picture, he looked exactly like Thor.
Hmm. I had trouble picturing Thor, too, except for his hair. Yeah. I pictured his hair. His hair was consistent throughout the whole series.
So you
he never got a haircut. Or put in some gel or anything.
And his hair never grew.
Yeah.
So you would be, like, reading, and then you'd imagine Thor. And it would just be like some ghost with some hair. Pretty much.
Well, no, I'd picture a face, but the face wasn't necessarily consistent or clear.
Yeah, exactly.
But he always had dark hair.
Well, I got annoyed because I try to imagine Triss. And I have, like, if I just read about Trish and I just skip every single part where it shows what she looks like, I have this super really clear image of her. But then I try and take what they describe her to look like, and I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, she kind of looks like my math teacher in my mind, except for more, like, hardcore. Yeah.
Hardcore math teacher.
Yep.
It's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, I didn't picture. I had trouble picturing her blonde.
Yeah, exactly.
Not because I don't think blondes can be hardcore, because obviously they can.
Exactly.
But I immediately pictured her brunette.
Exactly.
And then kept describing her as blonde, and I had trouble.
I was like, what? No.
Me and the hair. Exactly. I have trouble with the hair and
no, I had issues with her. Like, my math teacher is blonde hair. I mean, is brown hair. Because I just, it would be like, my blonde hair. No, you're wrong. You don't have blonde hair, Tris, okay? You just think you have blonde hair, but you never look at the mirror, so you can't see it. Really, you have brown hair, okay? Because you're wrong. Yep, that was how I pictured Tris.
Cool. Anyway, so it's been a few weeks since you've been here.
I know.
What have you been up to?
Well, I've been up to lots of really cool stuff.
Happy belated vacation.
Oh, thank you. Well, let me just say that I was really sad to miss it a couple weeks ago because I had an orthodontist appointment, and I was really sad to go to the orthodontist appointment too because it was horrible. Yes, but
you pulled through.
I pulled through. And then the last Monday, I couldn't be here because I had to go to Canada. And, yeah, I crossed that off of my list of places where I want to live when I grow up. Not that it was ever on there, but anyway.
Why is that?
Well, it was really cold. And so we were in the city in Toronto, I think, called Barrie. And we were in that city. And it was the weirdest city I've ever seen in my entire life. Because it was full of shops and stuff. But it wasn't like a clothes shop and a shoe shop and a grocery store and a pharmacy. It was like, well, we've got 17 sewing shops, an embroidery shop, 23 auto repair shops. And it was all shops that nobody needs to go to ever in their entire
life.
Unless
you sew a lot.
Except for once. Exactly. So I guess that everybody who lives in Barrie has like really bad cars and likes to sew. Yeah. But
or they have really good cars.
Yeah, because they always go to the auto repair. Exactly. So, I don't know. It was pretty weird. But the Thursday before I went to Canada, I went to this really cool thing, and it was really cool. And I'm going to tell you about it because it was really cool, and I think you all need to know. And by the way, if you are not a Taylor Swift fan, and you are a One Direction fan, well, that's just too bad for you. So I went to a Taylor Swift concert! Woo! And it was, like, really amazing. And I went in Newark, New Jersey, and she talked like this. Let me give you a demonstration. Hi, Newark, New Jersey.
Hi.
So, I'm really happy to be here tonight.
Really?
Yeah, it's really great.
I'm playing the collective audience here.
Exactly.
We're having a real conversation.
Yeah, exactly, obviously. And then she was all like, I like the color red.
Wow.
Because it's a really great color.
Woo, red.
Exactly. But other than her extremely odd way of talking, it was like really awesome. And she sang a lot of songs, and Ed Sheeran opened for her. And the Florida Georgia Line was before Ed Sheeran, and Ed Sheeran opened.
Ed Sheeran.
And then she sang like all these really cool songs, and she sang like Love Story and Mean, which weren't even from the Red album, but she still sang them. And she sang Red, and she had like really amazing costumes that she changed really fast. And she flew up in the air, and she crowd surfed on 22. It was pretty weird to see Taylor Swift crowd surfing. But it was funny. And then on Sparks Fly, she like flew on this thingamabobber, and it was really cool. And then she had a special surprise guest performance from whatever that guy's name is, from Neon Trees. And he came and they sang Everybody Talks together, and they were like, la 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 la. And they sang, and she was like, yay. And then, let me tell you a little story here.
Okay.
So there's this guy from Train. His name is Pat Monahan. And my mom thinks he's really, really cute.
Is he?
And he is for like his age.
Oh, okay.
I think he's like in his 30s. I don't know. But he is so cute. Oh my gosh. It's insane. Especially for my mom. I wish my mom would go meet him and ask him out. So we always talk about him and we're all like, woo, Train, he's so cool. Oh my gosh. Yay. And so then we came home a couple nights after the concert. And so a couple nights after the concert, we Googled it, and we were looking up, and we wanted to see just what other people had said about it. And so we saw the concert that was, like, we saw a review for the concert that was the night after our concert. So it was still in Newark, New Jersey, still at the same time, just the next night. So we looked at this review, and you know what we found out? I'll tell you. The guy from Train, Pat Monahan, was her surprise guest performance the night after we had went in Newark, New Jersey, still. Oh my goodness, it was insane.
Your poor mom's crushed heart.
I know, we were so sad. And we found this out and we were like, what? No. But it was still great because we got to see Taylor Swift. And she was amazing and fabulous. And yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really awesome. And I want to say that Taylor Swift's violinist is the best person in the whole entire world. And like, she is so awesome. Because I, like, really want to meet her. Because she did this whole thing. I think while Taylor Swift was, like, changing or something underneath the stage. But she was, like, out on stage and she was like, woo, this is totally my moment. And she went, like, insane on her violin. And she was running around and dancing with her violin. And it was really cool. You should definitely look up about Taylor Swift's violinist.
Hmm. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. That was cool. So what did you do, Emily?
What did I do? I worked.
Wow.
I don't get vacation from work or school vacation at least.
Wow.
I can take breaks sometimes. And I read a lot of books. I did homework. And I played with my cat.
Yay! Woo! It's the best.
I'm sure I did other things. I think my parents came to visit.
I think.
Trying to remember when that was.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Been a while.
So what did you do over the past couple weeks, random radio listener?
Think about it for a second. We'll give you time.
Just think.
Hope it was great.
Yeah, it must have been fabulous.
Did you read any good books over your vacation?
I did. So my English teacher recommended this book. I'm not going to tell you what it's called just yet, and I don't really remember who it's by. But let me just say that the cover made it look horrible. What it was about sounded horrible. The thing on the back that says what it's about sounded horrible. The girl on the cover was horribly ugly. It was in verse, okay? And I was like, oh, gosh, I don't want to read this book. But my English teacher's all like, woo, read this book. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I picked it up, and I read one page, and I was like, And then I read another page, and then another page, and then another page, and it was fabulous. And it was called Out of the Dust by some random person. Yay.
I know who it's by, but I don't know how to say it. So I'm going to see if, let's see if we can get this to say it.
Hello, my name is Karen Hess.
Karen Hess. There we go. I wasn't sure if it was Hess or Hessie.
Yeah. So that
But that's interesting because I've actually seen that book many times.
Really?
And I actually didn't know it was written in verse, which makes me want to read it more.
Yeah.
But I also thought the cover looked boring. Yeah. And I'm not... It's funny because usually when I read historical fiction, I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm never drawn to it.
Exactly. No, I never have liked historical fiction ever. So this book, it took place in, like, the 1930s, the mid-1930s, and it was during the Dust Bowl in Oklahoma. And so that made it sound even more boring. And it just sounded really boring. But then I read it, and it was, like, really fabulous. So it was about this girl, and she lived in the Dust Bowl in Oklahoma, and this horrible accident occurred, and it actually killed her mother, and it was kind of her fault. It was an accident, you know, but it was sort of her fault. So then, and that happened sort of midway through, or about like a quarter of the way through. But until then, they're basically living, and everything's really dusty, and they live on a farm, and they want their wheat to grow, but it's not growing because there's too much dust and no rain at all, or if it does rain, then there's just a big storm. And anyway, it's all really not going well for them. And after her mother's gone, I mean, it just keeps on going downhill from there. And she really loves to play the piano. And so she's like into that, but something happens after her mother's gone that also makes it harder for her to play the piano and do the things she likes. And then, yeah. So, it's very sad. But it was, like, really good, and I have no idea why. it was, like, 227 pages. And so, I guess one reason I liked it was because I could read, like, 10 pages, 20 pages in, like, a minute and be like, whoa, I'm so awesome. But really, it only had, like, two page words on each page because it was on verse. So, it seemed to go pretty fast. And if you do decide to look it up, don't look at the cover, because if you look at the cover, you'll be like, psh, she's lying. And then you will just leave and put it away. And don't read, like, the thing on the back, because then you'll also think that it sounds boring. And
just trust Antonia.
Exactly. You know what else was really awesome about it that, like, I totally just realized? The girl's name in it was Billy Joe. And that was her name. And it was so cool because the guy from Green Day's name is Billy Joe Armstrong. And so she had, like, the same name as the guy from Green Day. That is so cool. And I totally just realized that. But, yeah, that's just another reason to read it. I think it would have been cool if on the cover they put, like, some big flames and a bunch of, like, wah, and they didn't call it Out of the Dust.
You should design a new cover for it.
I know. I should. I think I'm going to do that.
Send it to the publisher.
Yeah.
Be like, you realize you're keeping people from reading your book.
Exactly. I think I should do that. Yeah. Also, I hate the color that the cover is. It's, like, this really weird baby blue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, but then it was really, really good. And yeah. Yep.
Awesome. That was like a choice reading?
Yeah. Rather than, like, I didn't reading. Have to read it, but my English teacher was like, oh, it's the best book ever. You have to read it, like, now. Yay. And I, like, took it and I was sort of like, okay, thanks. How do I get out of this? Exactly.
Great.
Yep. So then, but then I read it and it was really good and it made me so happy. Yay. So what books did you read, Emily?
I've been reading a lot of graphic novels, in part because I'm taking an online graphic novels course. Whoa. So I'm getting to read graphic novels for homework, which is the best kind of homework in the world.
Of course.
But then I also think there's sort of this addiction element where it's made me want to read graphic novels all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So in my spare time, I've also been reading graphic novels. So I've also read a couple kind of standard fiction novels too. But one graphic novel that I read recently that I loved that I don't think I've talked about on the show yet is called Relish. Did I talk about that yet? My Life in the Kitchen. And it is by Lucy Nisley. I'm trying to remember if I'm pronouncing her name right.
You can get it.
I went to an author talk with her last week and so finally heard how her name is pronounced.
Ooh.
Maybe it's Nisley.
Cool. Wow.
Mm.
That would be Nisley.
But she is, I would guess she's in her mid to late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And she has written, this is her second comic book memoir that's published as like a book. Mm-hmm. She's written a lot of mini comics and web comics as well. But this is her second real, like, big deal published book. And they're both comic book memoirs. Her first one was called French Milk and it's about her time living with her mom in Paris.
Oh.
And it's very, there's a lot of food stuff in it.
Food.
Because her mom is a chef and her dad has always been really into food. And a lot of her family friends and relatives are also food people, whether chefs, mm-hmm. caterers, reviewers.
Yep. I baked a cake yesterday.
Mm. Sounds good.
So then?
Oh, so... So this book, Relish, My Life in the Kitchen, is more of a memoir of her childhood through, you know, young adulthood, you know, going into college and adult life. Sort of a longer time period memoir that's based around food memories. And so it starts off with her living in New York City, and then eventually she moved up to the Hudson Valley. She lived in Rhinebeck for a while, and she goes to college out in Chicago. And she also takes some trips that are featured in the book. So it kind of moves around a little bit. But there's a significant chunk in the Hudson Valley, which is kind of cool.
Whoa.
And so I think for me, part of what was, I mean, I love memoirs. Uh-huh. And I love graphic novels. And I thought her artwork was really, I don't know, it was really inviting in a way. It's very sort of busy. Like, there's a lot going on each page, mm-hmm. but it's done in a way that's not overwhelming, and it's more inviting, and you get to kind of explore the page.
And did she do her own artwork?
She did, and she also did the coloring, and all of the text.
Cool. So it's like her thing.
Yeah. Yeah, she did the coloring in Photoshop. So, she was able to do that. And, I think it's just, there's this nostalgia around food, and mm-hmm. I feel like everybody has food memories, whether good or bad, mm-hmm. that are pretty strong.
Yep, exactly.
And I think it's partly because food kind of ignites all your senses. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a sense of smell and touch and taste and
hearing
and sight. And hearing, crunch, crunch.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. So I think that's part of why those memories can be so vivid at times. Yeah. But there's also, at the end of each chapter, she has either a recipe or, like, I guess most of them are recipes. There's one time where she has, like, a cheese cheat sheet where she talks about different kinds of cheeses. Mm-hmm. And so it's more about, like, how to shop for cheese. Mm-hmm. So it's not really a recipe, but most of them are recipes. Like, she has a recipe for the best chocolate chip cookies, mm-hmm. which is very similar to my recipe.
Ooh.
So I believe her. and huevos rancheros, and how to roll sushi, how to make pickles.
Ooh.
And they're recipes that are done graphically. So you see all the ingredients pictured, and then there's like little, there's like little cartoony things around it. For the huevos rancheros, she has the exploded view, mm-hmm. where it's like all of the layers are separated and kind of floating in a stack. But yeah, it's a really fun graphic novel. I think it was originally being pitched as a book for adults, but now is also sort of being pitched for teens, although there is one recipe in it that's has alcohol in it.
Oh.
So just a heads up, anyone that's thinking of buying it for their teen. I think they'll be okay, but I'm not their parent.
Yep.
I think it would be of interest to teens, but it's also great for adults.
Yeah.
I think too.
So it's for adults.
I think the publisher was plugging it as 15 and up.
Yeah.
But I think I'm pretty sure originally it was pitched as a book for adults.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's nice.
But because it's set during childhood and young adulthood.
I read a graphic novel recently, too. I'm not sure if I talked about it or not.
What was it?
But Bones.
Oh, you read Bone?
Yeah, Bone. I wasn't going to
talk. I read the first one, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think I read the first one, but I don't know. I wasn't going to talk about it on the show, though, because I feel like it's sort of a common book. And I like to talk about uncommon books. Or, like, you know, less common books. But
it's okay.
I liked the illustrations in Bone.
This is the Jeff Smith Bone, right?
Yeah.
Where there's out from Boneville.
Yep, exactly. Especially I liked how the girl looked because she was pretty. And I liked how all the bone people were all like bubbly, like marshmallows.
Yeah, what do you think they are?
I don't know. They don't
They're
really look
looking.
Like bones. They look more like marshmallows that were stuck together by like...
Yeah, I wonder if they're supposed to be hard like bone or if they're soft. I can't remember if there's any clues as to that. But they're these sort of like white, cartoony characters that are kind of hard to identify what they are. But then there's real world creatures as well, like humans and cows. And then there's weird, whatever those weird
they're so
things
cute.
Are.
They're rat creatures.
Rat creatures.
And they're just called like rat creatures. They don't have like any fancy name or anything. They're just rat creatures. And they're so cute. I love them. Yeah, that was basically why I liked to read it, just because everything was cute. And it was pretty cool.
I still need to read the second one. I want to know what happens next. Mm-hmm. There's a lot in the series.
Yeah. Well, I got the first one for, or anyone. I didn't even have a number on it. I didn't even know. But I got it for Christmas from a friend. And I'd been putting off reading it, but then I finally read it, and I was happy. Yay, and I read it in one night. It was fabulous.
Cool.
Yep, it was cool. I had a really good day today, too, so I hope you did, too. Because I don't even know why, but I was, like, really happy. And I didn't even know why. And I hope that your day can be fabulous like that, too.